Chapter 2.
The tsunami hit so fast last time, we barely got out alive. We're not taking any chances this time. If only I could see where we're going. Broden has me slung over his back. We can move a bit faster if you let me down. I'm not a little kid, you know, even though I do seem remarkably easy to carry. Can you be quiet? Here. Broden drops me to the ground. Now run, man! You better keep up! I get up running. Running up Sunset Boulevard as the buildings and streets crack wider open than they already were. The siren sounds for the mega wave. It's actually just Sean on the antelope horns from up on top of the cliffs. He's a fatty, and has the lungs to belt it out. It was silly of me to think it was my father. He's been gone now for over 3 seasons. Thick clouds of dust and debris kick up from the street and make it almost impossible to find our way back up to where we left the horses.